and podcast audio recording, and you're back in the Martha Fracken wine cellar.
Yes.
Chief. All right, so let's see what in the holy heck darn is going on out here. Yo, your man, Bill Maher.
Why is that gotta be my man?
Your man's in them.
Why is that gotta be my man's in them?
You know what never leaves my head with liberals and Bill Maher and being fans of his? The first time I saw, because I'd heard his name, this cat named Derek that was kind of adjacent to the foster care system I was in. He was like, yeah, you know, this guy Bill Maher, he talks political stuff's pretty good. You should check him out. Mm-hmm. And one day I get myself in front of a television set with the cable hooked up to it. And he has a whole stand-up comedy special. So it's like, hey, I like stand-up comedy specials. Let's look at it. And in it, he's got his little jokey jokes. It's kind of weird how much he laughs at his own jokes. That kind of bugs me a bit. But there was one where he said that women's values have become... keep in mind, a white feminist is going to pick Bill Maher over some Bernie bro shit, right?
Right.
Or some leftist shit. But Bill Maher, the idea he put out there was... women's values have become American values. We care about feelings over facts. And he called it the pussification of America. Mm-hmm. Now, does that sound liberal or conservative to you?
Oh, yeah. He's been on that for the longest. He's still on that shit, yeah.
And that's like before. Mm-hmm. So, really, is he part of the Overton window shift in that context?
I think so.
Yeah, he's one of the people pulling it to the right.
I think so. Well, he's always had a lot of conservative fucking ideas. And remember, wasn't it on his show that who was it? Was it Gloria Steinem who went on and was like whining about the decline of feminism because girls are chasing Bernie bros?
Oh, she said said they like Bernie because that's where the boys are.
Yeah. So I mean, and it's like, but you know, that's always been his thing though. Is he only like he's very calculated with it. Because he always talks shit and says these things, but in a context that liberals will forgive him for because they're mad about whatever he's talking about. So he, like, gets a pass in that aspect.
All right. So apparently this is, it does not look like there's video or audio, but this shit is, tweets or quotes. So let's take a look here. This is coming off of thehill.com. And, comedian, and this post is by Rachel Frazin. Comedian Bill Maher drew backlash on Friday after he suggested that Representative Will Hurd, a Republican from Texas who is black, collected intelligence near Popeyes during his career in the CIA. Maher had pressed Hurd on why he was a Republican, quote, "They're not good on national defense. The president's a traitor. What's in it for you? What is in the Republican Party for you? You were in the CIA!" Exclamation quote. Hurd, discussing his work in the CIA, and Maher said, quote, "I was the dude in the back alleys at 4 o'clock in the morning collecting intelligence." Okay, that's what Hurd said. Mm-hmm. And then, they continue, said, "That's where they collect them?" Maher responded, "By the Popeye's chicken." Ah, so he kind of buried the racist joke under saying that's just where alleys are, because every alley is by a Popeye's chicken. You know that mm-hmm. franchise has that many locations?
They do. There's every like fucking alley. 27 in this town alone.
That's a big problem. Like, yeah. And that's why people don't want to get caught in dark alleys. You start slipping on chicken grease, you mess up your shoes.
Whole situation. Yeah, and the fucking rats are out there, the roaches.
Oh, jeez.
Like, yeah.
And they're those fucking New York rats, you know?
Right, the ones the size of German Shepherds. Fucking huge.
Yeah.
Fucking huge.
They look like Patton Oswalt in a fucking vampire mask, you know? Just fucking wicked rats. Fuck am I? All right. I said that. And Hurd appeared to brush off the comment by continuing to discuss his career. And The Hill, this outlet, has reached out to Hurd's office for comment on the exchange.
Ooh.
Excuse. And Maher's remarks were widely denounced on the Twitters. Quote, "How many lives does Bill Maher have? tweeted National Republican Senatorial Committee Senior Advisor Matt Whitlock. See, I think I've riffed about this before. These people are not that important. Their job title doesn't need that many fucking words. All right? National Republican Senatorial Committee Senior Advisor. Advisor. That's your fucking job. He advisor.
Wants to feel important.
National Republican Senatorial Committee Senior Advisor. And his name is Matt Whitlock. Fuck you. You're fucking Matt. That's your name. And the whole thing. It's like A Tribe Called Quest. Fucking Matt. All right?
Fucking Matt.
So fucking
Matt. So it's like a pimp named Slipback.
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta say the whole thing. Fucking Matt said, a shocking number for someone who isn't funny and adds very little to the world. He's just being partisan. Yeah, I mean, that's just a Republican.
Yeah.
It's
just like, and then there was the whole, like, house nigger, house slave thing.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not the first time he's been on camera saying it. And it's just like, he's always fucking, I don't know. I don't like the guy.
Yeah, and I mean, I wish it wasn't on some transphobic shit, man, but it was mighty nice to see Wayne Brady invite him over to a face punching. he had to throw in some transphobic shit with it too.
Mm. And I remember one time back when he had Politically Incorrect, like Boots Riley was on, and they were touching that man's afro.
Ew.
Yeah, it was fucking gross. Like Boots still over here trying to fucking tell him about like communism, and basically it was maybe the second time we went to Iraq, first time we went to Iraq. I don't know, but basically he was just on this, like, this is corporate shit. We're over there for oil. We're stealing resources. And, you know, they're going to put in, like, these independent contractors that are just going to commit these, like, human rights. And they're like, he was trying to say some shit. And they're like, oh, look at your hair, black man. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy.
Bill Maher. I think I first saw him, like, playing a side character that hosted a game show on an episode of Married with Children when I was growing up. I didn't think I'd see him again and again and again.
In an episode of Murder, She Wrote.
Ugh. As I look over at the box set that we grabbed you up from a resale shop. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get the holy heck darn out of here.
It makes you feel better. He was one of the villains.
Huh.
Yeah.
That was easy to play.
Sometimes art imitates life.
PayPal.me/Phoenix and damn, I fucked
wow,
up.
Wow, really?
PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund, and that's that Bill Maher shit.